आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस। गवर्नमेंट टू प्रिपेयर फ्रेश ड्राफ्ट ब्रॉडकास्टिंग सर्विसेज बिल आफ्टर वाइडर कंसल्टेशंस। एक्सटेंड्स डेडलाइन फॉर रिसीविंग फीडबैक टिल 15th ऑफ अक्टूबर। Information and Broadcasting Ministry issues advisory to all private satellite TV channels asking them to show videos of disasters and calamities with time stamp. J&K police arrests 9 terror associates for providing logistical support for recent attacks in Kathua Bani Kishtwar belt. Madhya Pradesh government announces 20% increase in honorarium for elected public representatives of all urban bodies. IMD issues orange alert for heavy rain in central, northeastern and southern parts of the country during next 2 days. And Big Cricket League joins hands with Prasar Bharati to promote the league across its network. And now the news in detail. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has extended the time for receiving comments and suggestions on the Draft Broadcasting Services Regulation Bill till 15th October this year, saying that a fresh draft legislation will be published after detailed consultations. The draft bill was placed in public domain in November last year, along with the explanatory notes for comments of the stakeholders and the general public. The ministry said the multiple recommendations, comments and suggestions were received, including from various associations on the draft bill. It is holding a series of consultations with the stakeholders on the draft bill. Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued advisory to all private satellite TV channels asking them to show videos of disasters and calamities with timestamp. The advisory stated that whenever a disaster or natural calamity occurs, TV channels provide continuous coverage over several days but repeatedly show footage from the day that the incident happened. It said this leads to unnecessary confusion and potential panic among viewers. TV channels have been advised to ensure that visuals of such incidents should prominently display a date and time stamp on the top of the footage to avoid any misunderstanding among viewers. TV channels have also been asked to adhere to program code while telecasting such incidents. In a major success, Jammu and Kashmir police have arrested 9 terror associates who had been receiving Pakistani terrorists after their infiltration from international border in Samba Kathua sector of Jammu division and then guiding them to the upper reaches of Udhampur, Kathua and Doda districts. The kingpin of the module has been identified as Mohammad Latif, alias Haji Latif, a resident of Ambenal, Kathua, who was helping the terrorists in taking shelter in Dhoks after their infiltration from Pakistan. A police spokesman said that a total of 50 persons living in Dhoks' summer Kacha huts in the mountains for grazing their livestock have been investigated by the police for providing shelter to the terrorists. They provided food, shelter or communication help to the foreign terrorists. Some of them have also accepted money from the terrorists. Those who have reported to the police in time are being treated as innocent. The arrested members of the module have confirmed that 3 terrorists killed in an encounter with security forces in Gandoh area of Doda district on June 26th were assisted by them in hiding and travelling without being detected till they reached the upper areas. Madhya Pradesh government has announced a 20% increase in the honorarium for elected public representatives of all urban bodies. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav said that starting next month, all mayors, chairpersons, vice chairpersons and councillors will benefit from this increase. He was addressing the Devi Ahilyabai Holkar Women Public Representatives Conference in Bhopal yesterday.
जो भी निर्वाचित जनप्रतिनिधि है सबके मानदेय में 20% की वृद्धि की जाती है। अगले महीने से नगर पालिका निगम का महापौर का मानदेय 22,000 से बढ़के 26,400 हो जाएगा। उपाध्यक्ष का मानदेय 18,000 से बढ़के 21,600 हो जाएगा। पार्षद का मानदेय 12,000 से बढ़कर नगर निगम में 14,400 प्रति माह हो जाएगा।
Madhya Pradesh has become the first state in the country to give money to girl students for sanitary napkins. In some states like Karnataka, Rajasthan and Delhi, free sanitary napkins are given to students, but cash is being given only in Madhya Pradesh. More details from our correspondent.
In Madhya Pradesh, under the sanitation and hygiene scheme, an amount of 300 rupees was transferred in each girl student's account for the duration of 1 year. This amount has been given for students from class 7th to 12th. More than 57 crore 18 lakh rupees have been transferred to the account of around 19 lakh students. Addressing the students on the recently held program, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav said that each daughter is equal to 10 sons. Announcing the inclusion of Rani Durgavati in the curriculum of government schools of Madhya Pradesh, the Chief Minister said that Rani Durgavati fought 51 battles and won all of them. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
The 11th convocation of the Indian Institute of Science, Education and Research, IISER, Bhopal, is being organized today. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will be present as the chief guest on this occasion and will deliver the convocation address. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
हर घर तिरंगा अभियान तिरंगे की शान में एक यूनिक फेस्टिवल बन चुका है.
And once again, the country is gearing up to celebrate the Festival of Independence with joy and enthusiasm through the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. So, from August 9 to 15, let's all join the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with excitement and energy. Participate in the flag marches, fairs, rallies and marathons associated with this campaign. Hoist the tricolor at your home and upload your selfie on harghartiranga.com.
Welcome back to the Morning News. The Reserve Bank has directed non-banking financial companies, NBFCs, to return 100% of deposit amount within the first 3 months if the depositor seeks the withdrawal, citing an emergency like medical expenses or natural calamity. In a statement, RBI said no interest will be paid for such premature withdrawals. In case a depositor wishes to withdraw for any other reason, the NBFCs can pay 50% of the deposit without paying any interest. It added that not more than 50% of the principal sum or 5 lakh rupees, whichever is lower, may be prematurely paid. Gross direct tax collections from April 1st to August 11th have increased by 23.99% over the same period of the previous year, reaching 8.13 lakh crore rupees. The Income Tax Department said that collections were 6.55 lakh crore rupees during the same period last year. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, is organizing its fifth live session on EPF transfer today. The session is aimed at educating members and pensioners about various services. The live session will be streamed on the official social media platforms of EPFO. The Ministry of Labour and Employment, in a statement, said that the session will address the importance of EPF transfer, its process, and that participants' queries will be answered by experts. The Indian Railway Catering and Tourism Corporation, IRCTC, and the National Capital Region Transport Corporation, NCRTC, have collaborated to launch One India, One Ticket initiative to enhance the travel experience for passengers on Indian Railways and Namo Bharat trains. It will allow passengers to book Namo Bharat tickets through IRCTC platform with flexible cancellation and payment. In Punjab, farmers have welcomed the release of 109 high-yielding, climate-resilient and bio-fortified crop varieties by the Prime Minister. More details on this from our correspondent.
The contribution of the farmers of Punjab in the field of agriculture has been unmatched, and the Green Revolution is a clear proof of it. The farmers of the state described the release of 109 high-yield crop varieties by Prime Minister as a revolutionary step in the farming sector.
Ye beej bone se fasal ki paidawar zyada hogi aur fasal mausam ka muqabla bhi kar payegi, fasal par kharcha bhi kam hoga.
Similarly, Shalu, a farmer's daughter, says,
mausam ke hisab se हमारी किसानी प्रोफेशन को प्रॉब्लम आती है वो कम होगी तो हमारी जो आमदन है वो भी बढ़ेगी.
द फार्मर्स ऑफ पंजाब विल टेक फुल एडवांटेज ऑफ दीज न्यू वेराइटीज टू एनहांस देयर एग्रीकल्चरल इनकम. विद उषा कौर जशन फ्रॉम मोगा, दिस इज शिशु शर्मा शांतल, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, जालंधर.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert for heavy rain in central, northeastern and southern parts of the country during the next 2 days. According to IMD, isolated heavy rainfall will continue over Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, East and Northeast India for the next 7 days. Talking to Akashvani News, senior scientist at IMD, R.K. Jenamani said that the orange alert has been issued for Tamil Nadu, Rayalaseema, Kerala and Northeast India.
The update from IMD is that the monsoon mainly active over Kerala. Heavy to very heavy rainfall likely over Kerala today. Tamil Nadu will experience isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall. Now coming to the North India, it is mainly the heavy rainfall will be likely over Rajasthan, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. Delhi likely to experience light rainfall for today and maybe chances are some moderate rainfall activity.
Former Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra has taken charge as Indian Ambassador to the US. In a post on X, Mr. Quatra said he will continue to work intensely to strengthen crucial partnership between India and US. Mr. Quatra succeeds Taranjit Singh Sandhu. Former US President Donald Trump has returned to the social media platform X and did an interview with its owner, Elon Musk. The interview started with a slight delay due to a technical glitch, which Mr. Musk informed was due to a massive cyber attack. Republican candidate Trump said that the assassination attempt on him on July 13 during a rally in Pennsylvania has made him more of a believer in God. During the interview, Mr. Trump criticized opponent Kamala Harris and claimed that the number of illegal migrants crossing the border has increased under her watch. The Big Cricket League, BCL, a franchise-based T20 event that will offer aspiring local players a chance to play alongside their cricketing heroes, has joined hands with the national broadcaster Prasar Bharati in a landmark long-term deal. The inaugural edition of BCL will be held in September this year in Lucknow. BCL will be broadcast live on DD Sports across the country and Prasar Bharati will also be promoting the league across its network. The Big Cricket League's first season will be televised internationally in more than 30 countries. It will feature six teams, namely Awadh Lions, Northern Challengers, Rajasthan Kings, Mumbai Marines, Southern Spartans and Bengal Rhinos. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will flag off the Tiranga Yatra in Ahmedabad today evening. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will also participate in the Yatra. The Yatra will be organised by Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation from Virat Nagar locality in East Ahmedabad as part of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. And now for a look at today's newspapers. It's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sarabjeet. Many newspapers today carry pictures of the glittering closing ceremony of the Paris Olympics. The Hindustan Times caption reads, "Curtains in Paris, now over to LA." The Asian Age also has a picture of the handing over of the Olympic flag to Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass. Ahead of the Independence Day, recognizing achievers in different fields, at-home events lined up for icons this Independence Day, notes the Pioneer. On the occasion of World Elephant Day yesterday, quoting Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Statesman headline reads, "Elephants linked to India's culture and history." With the city witnessing rain and heavy monsoon, Delhi hits rainfall quota earliest in at least 10 years, writes the Hindustan Times. And finally, owing to strong demand and limited capacity growth, Diwali airfares shoot to 20 to 30,000 rupees on some routes, informs the Business Standards. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjeet.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government to prepare fresh draft broadcasting services bill after wider consultations. Extends deadline for receiving feedback till 15th of October. Information and Broadcasting Ministry issues advisory to all private satellite TV channels asking them to show videos of disasters and calamities with timestamp. J&K police arrests 9 terror associates for providing logistical support for recent attacks in Kathua, Bani, Kishtwar belt. Madhya Pradesh government announces 20% increase in honorarium for elected public representatives of all urban bodies. IMD issues orange alert for heavy rain in central, northeastern and southern parts of the country during next 2 days. And Big Cricket League joins hands with Prasar Bharati to promote the league across its network. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.